Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, welcome back. Silver and Black today. The post-game edition. Raiders lose a heartbreaker in overtime, 29-23. Evan Grote of Just Pod Baby podcast. You can catch that wherever you get your podcasts, as well as Scott Branson here with you. Mo Moten will be back with me on Tuesday, as he always is, and for the rest of our shows. And our mailbag show will be back Wednesday, and our show will be back Thursday. So we'll get back on our regular schedule Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for reaction, and we'll get his words on that. But Evan, one of the guys I talked about, and I wrote in my weekly column I do a stock up, stock down on Raiders players. And this week, I picked a couple guys. Nate Hobbs, he did not disappoint. I've had him in there 2 weeks, his stock's up. But also Amik Robertson. Here's a guy that I thought was going to get cut. I really thought Amik Robertson was going to get cut. And Mo and I talked about it. And boy, he's really turned it around. He's gotten an opportunity now with the injury that they have there. And so he came in tonight and I thought played well. He had one touchdown, that Hollywood Brown reception for a touchdown, which is one of the best catches I have ever seen. He still had good coverage on him, but I think the play of Amik Robertson should be encouraging for Raider Nation. I know everybody just wants to bitch about the loss tonight, and I don't blame you, and I'm not going to stop you. But there were some gems within this disaster tonight, and I thought Amik Robertson was one of them.
Yeah, he was a bright spot in this game, and you mentioned the touchdown that Hollywood Brown had. Unbelievable play, but like you said, Amik Robertson was right there. I have to go back and watch it, but I think maybe if he'd gotten his head turned around a little sooner, he probably would have made the play. But first career interception from him. And I don't have the number of snaps that he played, but I believe this was the most playing time that he's ever had. And, you know, I think he held up well. So that is a bright spot. You know, maybe he's earned the trust of the coaching staff, and maybe we'll see a little bit more of him. But yeah, definitely a good performance from Amik Robertson, a guy, as you mentioned, who many of us thought maybe won't make the roster. He really hasn't. This was like his coming out game, I thought, you know, where he really was able to kind of, you know, leave his mark on the game and leave people walking away saying positive things about him like we are here tonight.
Yeah, he had the interception, which was great, and really came at the right time. Played it so well, too. It was in his own defense, and he popped over and kind of spied. He played Kyler Murray. He was watching him and anticipating what he was going to do, and then had the opportunity to do that. So that was fantastic. But on the negative side of things, Evan, we talked about the edge already. Again, year number 5 in a row, we have not seen any push up the middle consistently for this Raiders defensive front. Jonathan Hankins, these guys are all good players. They're just not good enough. They're not getting pressure. Kyler Murray could sit in the pocket all day if he wanted to. And then when he did have to rush out of the pocket, he did lots of damage. Not having Perryman, who was out with an injury, obviously hurt the Raiders linebacking core. No question there. And so you look at that situation up front. That's another issue they still haven't solved. Like you said, the offensive line, I thought, played well enough tonight. But that defensive line all the way through completely underperformed.
Yeah, it was one. It was top two concerns for me going into the season: offensive line, obviously, and interior part of the defense from a pass rush perspective. And it's not there. It is just not there. I wasn't real high on a lot of the guys they brought in. They're more run players, bigger bodies. I know Mo has talked a lot about it. Patrick Graham likes his defensive linemen upward of, 300 plus pounds. Those guys aren't going to offer a whole lot from a pass rush perspective. So it's definitely not showing up. And when you got Chandler Jones, who really isn't, leaving his mark on these games, you're left with Max Crosby having to carry the load all by himself. And that's not going to be enough. So I don't know if Patrick Graham needs to start dialing up a little bit more, some more blitzes. I know he doesn't blitz a high percentage of the time when I looked at the numbers from his time with the Giants. So I'm not sure if that's something he's going to start to do more of, but at this point they're not generating much in the pass rush and they need to start doing so.
Yeah. No, there's no question. You're going to have to do it, especially in their division. We always talk about that on this show, and it's true. I mean, you look at what the Chargers, they lost, and yes, Herbert was hurt, and I know everybody out there hates Herbert and doesn't think he's that good. The reality is their defense has played well for the most part. We saw what happened against the Chiefs. The Chiefs, everybody thought they would take a step back because of Tyreek Hill, who had a big day in Miami today, by the way. But overall, the Chiefs are the Chiefs, so it looks like between the Raiders and the Broncos – right now, it's a race to the bottom on who is the team that's going to falter the most and perhaps be out of the AFC West race probably in the first 5 or 6 weeks. As you mentioned, the Raiders in Tennessee next week at home against Denver, and then they go to Kansas City before their early season bye. And boy, you got to start winning games here, Evan. This Tennessee game on the road, this is going to be a gut check time. It's a hard game to go win, even though the Titans have kind of taken a step back. We'll see how they do tomorrow night. But if they go on the road and they open up 0-3, then I think you're really looking at some issues. That's when the stuff in the locker room starts to go on and you start to see guys lose hope, even though it's only the three games into the season. Statistically, the odds are just so far against you.
Yeah, you start out 0-3. If they lose next week, start out 0-3. Denver and Kansas City, two division matchups, which are not going to be easy games. I don't care how poorly Denver's playing right now; it's a division matchup, and you're gonna, you're gonna start finding yourself looking up at both the Chiefs and say what you want about the Chargers. I know they kind of blew that game the other night. They're going to be a darn good team. I'm assuming Herbert will be back sooner rather than later if he does miss any time. But you don't want to find yourself falling too far back too early, having to make up all that ground towards the end of the season. It's going to be a tough task, especially with this division and the quarterbacks that are in this division.
Yes, absolutely. By the way, we have a poll running right now on YouTube to go along with the show. A poll asks, what's your confidence in Derek Carr? Answers are totally confident, somewhat confident, he'll be fine, and I'm done, he's done. Right now, 67% of those voted have said they're done. Wow, that's shocking, because our audience is not like heavy anti-Derek Carr. In fact, I think they're probably a little more the other way. 22% somewhat confident, and 9%, so under 10%, totally confident in Derek Carr after the first 2 weeks of the season. So 70% are not happy with the quarterback, and he's not the only problem. I want to focus on that and just say that right up front. But in the NFL, if your quarterback play is not good, you will not win. You just don't. And I think we're seeing part of that is certainly playing into this. And that, to me, the focus is not just on the player and his ability, Evan. To me, going into this week, what I'm going to give a lot of thought to and watch as I watch the All 22 film and all that stuff for Tuesday's show is that relationship between him and Josh McDaniels. Is that what is really happening here? Because I'm seeing Derek Carr do things that he's done that he's been criticized, like pocket presence and all that, which is fair. That's not new. But what I'm seeing is new things with him that I haven't seen before. And the only thing that's changed, right, is, yes, the system. Although the system he's talked all about and loved it and said it's not very hard to learn. He's picked it up pretty quickly. But it's that relationship between play caller and quarterback and head coach and quarterback. And right now, maybe it's a good relationship personally, but professionally, it's not working so far.
Yeah, I was talking about this on my show this week as to one of the reasons why I wasn't as predicting a 12-win season for the Raiders is because of all the new changes going on. New offensive philosophy, new defensive philosophy, a lot of new faces. And I just thought it was going to take time to mesh. I didn't think it was going to come out and be this sloppy, I guess you could say, or unpolished this early on. But this is part of the reason why I felt this team might only win, you know, 9 or 10 games. I mean, a lot of people thought, oh, they won 10 games last year. They got Davante Adams. They got Chandler Jones. They got a better coach. They're going to win 12 games. Well, sometimes this stuff takes time to come together. And that's what we're seeing. This offense is clearly not together. I heard McDaniel say last week in his press conference, we hope to be playing our best football at the end of the season. Well, that's true. But if you get off to such a slow start in the beginning of the season, it may be too late. It may not be enough. Right. So they got to start making some improvements now, because again, you don't want to find yourself looking up at those other teams in the division. It's going to be very, very challenging.
Correct. And listen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I use the statistics only just to show, and again, there's always the one outlier, right? But again, since the league went to 14-team playoff format, no team that started 0-2 has ever made the playoffs. So that's the hole you're in. Now, maybe they'll be the first one. Great. But I'm telling you that if they don't get to Kansas City at 500, they're in trouble. And because they're playing the Titans on the road, always tough to play on the road, and then they're playing the Broncos at home. And you thought tonight the Cardinals at home with that terrible defense, and everybody thought Derek Carr was going to light it up with Davante Adams, all that. The Titans have a better defense. The Broncos, you could argue, have a better defense, although they haven't played that well this year. But at the same time, you can play your best games of the season, like you said, your best football of the season, Evan. But if you go into the best part of the season at 4-8, who cares?
Right.
Who cares if you're playing your best football? This league is about winning, Josh McDaniels. It's not about how you finish if you're 4-8 going into the stretch of the season. By the way, the 6-game stretch they have later in the season is brutal. So you better be playing your best football. That's why it was so important to win as many games as you could up front. The Charger game, you can understand. I really could. On the road, first night, whatever. This game, there's no excuse. There's just no excuse for it.
Yeah, and also, you know, a little different when you're in New England and have Bill Belichick as your head coach and the GOAT Tom Brady as your quarterback. If you start out 0-2, 0-3, you know, have a little bit of a rough patch to begin the season, you know, you got Tom Brady there to kind of help steady that ship a little bit. You know, Tom Brady's not walking through the door, obviously. And I'm not trying to compare Carr to Brady or anything like that. You. But, I mean, obviously different levels of players there. So, just totally different situations there. But they got to turn it around now. I said it at the beginning of the show. We're going to find out a lot about this team in the first 5 games and the first 2 games so far. I wasn't expecting it. I got to admit, I am very surprised how poorly the offense has played. I thought this was an easy lock to be a top 5 offense. And clearly we're just not seeing that happen on the field right now.
Not seeing it. And I actually lost money on them tonight because I had them. I parlayed them You ready for this? I parlayed them with the Cowboys. The Cowboys were 10-point underdogs of the Bengals.
And they were
terrible,
right?
In week. Yeah. And so I, or 7-point, sorry. So I took the Cowboys and the Raiders on a little two-teamer. So going
it was
to the
a 5-point spread, right? Raiders
five
were favored
and a half,
by five?
Five and a half. Yes. Yeah. So that hurt me too. Financially, but
it doesn't hurt me as much as
it hurts fans. So my small bet on a wager doesn't matter. But Evan, we'll see how this week goes and what happens and kind of what we hear from the Raiders. But actually, I don't really care what I hear from the Raiders. It's got to be what they do on the field. The talking and all this crap is done. You have to either perform or you don't perform. So for me, listening to press conferences, we're not going to bring comments from the press conference to you on the show. I just don't think there's value. I don't criticize other people for doing it. I'm just not going to do it because until the Raiders start playing on the field four quarters and put together a whole game, I don't really care what they say.
Yeah, you're probably not going to get a whole lot anyways. Yeah. McDaniels has been pretty tight-lipped, kept his comments pretty generic, but yeah, I agree. I mean, nobody wants to hear the talk anymore. Okay. This was supposed to be the season where it came together. You got the stars, you paid the stars, you got the coach, everything was in place and they're off to an 0-2 start. So until things start to change, you know, the fan base is going to continue to criticize, I guess, and until things start to get better and rightfully so, because the product on the field just hasn't been good enough on both sides of the ball.
Yes. And that's going to bring our live instant reaction post-game show to an end here on Silver and Black today. And I'm going to go have a bourbon because after watching that game, it's just like crazy. And I don't know what you guys are going to do to deal with it, but go check it out. And first of all, before we let you go, Evan, tell everybody about your podcast, where they can find Just Pod Baby.
Yeah, so I'm now part of the team over at Silver and Black Pride. So if you want to find Just Pod Baby, you have to search Silver and Black Pride. I'm a part of the network there with several other podcasts as well. So if you subscribe there, you're going to get my podcast twice a week. I do a recap show, which will be coming out tomorrow. And then I put out a preview show Thursdays as well. So yeah, please check it out. And you can follow me on Twitter as well. I'm always speaking my mind on there as well.
He does. He'll tell you what he thinks. At egroat5, by the way, check him out. And you can also follow at justpodbaby. Evan, thanks, man. We'll talk to you real soon.
Anytime. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Raider Nation, sorry your Sunday was ruined by what was one of the most disastrous collapses I've seen in covering the Raiders over the last 5 years. But again, there's always next week. What we will do is we're going to watch this film. Mo and I will be back on Tuesday for our regularly scheduled show, which you can also subscribe to. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. You can find us anywhere you get your podcast. We are an Odyssey original podcast, Silver and Black Today. So find it there. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure you do me a favor. Just hit subscription and hit notifications so you know when we go live. We would appreciate that very much. And we will talk to you on Tuesday. We'll also do our mailbag. It'll be back on Wednesday. If you want to send us mail, send us your reaction, your comments, your questions for Wednesday's mailbag. Since you got it right there on the top tip of your tongue right now after this loss, mail us. Please don't curse too much at me. Mail us at mail, M-A-I-L, at Silver and Black Today. So Silver and Black, all spelled out, silverandblacktoday.com. Mail at silverandblacktoday.com. If you are read on the air, we'll give you a free sticker, and we pick one winner each week to get a free Silver and Black Today Show t-shirt. Again, mail at silverandblacktoday.com. All right, for Evan Grote, for Murph from Raiders Fan Radio, make sure you follow him on YouTube as well. I am Scott Gilbranson. This has been the Silver and Black Today post-game edition for week 2. Raider Nation, be good to one another. Take care, and we'll talk to you on Tuesday.